The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Can you believe it is week 17 in the NFL? Where in the heck did the NFL season go? Absolutely just flew by. The bowl season is flying by. We're just about at New Year's Eve. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's a great time to be watching sports and be a sports fan. Lucky to be here every Sunday talking to you people about what's going on in the sports world. But week 17, man. Unbelievable. Feels like the season just flew by. I remember early, like it feels like yesterday, I heard Aaron Rodgers say, relax. Five letters for people. And now, today, they're playing for a division title, a first-round bye. Jeff, does it get any better than Week 17 in the NFL, man?
Not at all, not at all. You know what? The holiday season, it's like Christmas for sports fans.
The giving just keeps on giving, man, and I agree with you 100%. So, unbelievable stuff. We got a lot to talk about. Big things happening in the sports world. Like I said, Packers playing for a division and a bye. Got Pittsburgh Steelers playing for things. I mean, so much to talk about. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Robitussin Consequence number 29, the not so silent night.
Sorry, hon.
You keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin. Don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things to talk about. In all honesty, never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world when you think about it. I don't even know if this is news, to be quite honest with you, but I don't know, Jeff. I saw on Twitter last night, Jim Harbaugh pretty much a done deal going back to Michigan. Obviously, we know he played there, but this isn't really news, but eventually it's going to come out that it's actually a done deal, I would assume. What about you?
Yeah, worst kept secret ever. This is kind of a throwback. If you look through Jack Harbaugh, this is kind of a throwback to the Schembechler days. You know, once Lloyd Carr was out of there, and you know they went with Rich Rod and then Brady Hoke up in Ann Arbor, they had separated themselves from the Bo Schembechler era and the the tradition of Michigan football. As a guy that grew up in Ohio, you know, I really support the Big Ten. I'm looking forward to Michigan being competitive again because these last 5 or 6 years have been quite frankly a joke. And Harbaugh is a coach that won at the University of San Diego, won instantly at Stanford, had a lot of NFL success. And if his heart's in Ann Arbor, then they're going to be a good football program again. So this is a big up for the University of Michigan and Ohio State fans. Be on alert.
I would agree, man. I mean, you know, look, obviously a guy going back to where he played, in a way, look, I think it's probably the best situation, the best scenario. However, if things would have gone better in San Francisco, this would have either been delayed, potentially never happened. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of if, ands, could be's, what, you know, those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, it looks like Jimmy Harbaugh is going to wind up going back to his roots, where he played, and be the coach of the Michigan Wolverines moving forward, most likely.
Yes, and you know that he's going to be chasing down a national championship, which the Big Ten, which nobody north of SEC country has won since Ohio State won it in 2002. So, it'll be good for that part of the country as well if Michigan can put itself back on the map and into the national picture, which I'm sure Harbaugh is shooting for no less than.
Yeah, I mean, well, it is what it is, and I'm not necessarily the biggest Jim Harbaugh fan. However, I do think he has the attention of his players for the most part. I know things went a little south there in San Francisco this year, but the bottom line is his players usually respect him, usually maximizes their potential, makes tough decisions, let's face it, got rid of Alex Smith, brought Colin Kaepernick in. Kaepernick obviously went back a few steps, but ultimately the guy has a higher ceiling than Alex Smith does. We look at what Alex Smith did this year, not impressive. I don't think he's thrown a touchdown to a wide receiver all season, so that is what it is. And I think you have to give Jim Harbaugh a little credit there for maybe having the San Francisco 49ers in better hands for the future, even if he's not going to be their leader, the guy leading them to that next spot or next place. But ultimately, I do think he has the respect and knows how to get the most out of his players, Jeff.
Well, you know what, Dorf? You have two types of good coaches. You have good football coaches, and you have good head coaches. And you know, if you look at the accolades of guys like Mike Singletary and Mike Nolan, who preceded Harbaugh in San Francisco, they were good coaches, and they continue to be good coaches as assistant coaches and coordinators and whatnot. But Jim Harbaugh is a guy that, like him or not, he wins. You know, he didn't win a Super Bowl, but he came darn close. You know, he got his team to the NFC Championship 3 years in a row. You had a muff punt, and you had a great defensive play by Richard Sherman and Malcolm Smith to keep him out of the Super Bowl last year. So, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that happens on the field. That goes a little bit beyond coaching, but you know, to look at Harbaugh, to think that and he won at Stanford with intellectuals, you know, with standards. So. You know, you go to Michigan, and I'm not saying Michigan doesn't have academic standards because they are a fine academic institution, but you put him in as the head coach with a brand name like Michigan. You know, you keep these kids at home in Michigan. You do what Lloyd Carr and Bo Schembechler made a living of doing, and you go into the high school football rich state of Ohio, and you get talent. Harbaugh's going to win at Michigan, and Urban Meyer's got a little bit of a challenge on his hands if he stays at Ohio State for the long run.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about something you said, and I was trying to think about just certain guys who have had the opportunity to be a head coach, and like you were talking about Mike Singletary and, you know, through some other players out there. I wonder why quarterbacks, like a guy like Jim Harbaugh, a former quarterback, is having, let's face it, he's having a pretty good degree of success. People like what he does for some reason, and he keeps getting job offers and ridiculous money thrown at him. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this? You know, and ultimately, I think quarterbacks are the guy that sees everything on the field. You know, he's got to run the offense. He's got to see the defense. I think that they just have such wisdom and knowledge that they can share with people. And when you think about what Jim Harbaugh did with Colin Kaepernick, you know, the quarterbacks that he had, whether it was in college or in the NFL, maximize their potential and really let them be themselves. And I think that that's really important, Jeff. Again, I'm not necessarily a lover of this guy, but I do think that he has great rapport with his players and a great understanding of the game of football.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, and it's not necessarily just quarterbacks. I mean, there aren't many. You know, while you were talking, I was trying to think of former quarterbacks that have become head coaches, and they're not superstars. You know, John Gruden played at the University of Dayton. Jason Garrett played at Princeton and then served as a backup to Troy Aikman in Dallas, and now he's the Dallas Cowboys head coach. It's kind of like being a catcher in baseball, though, where you see the whole field, you know, where you have the experience of seeing the whole field as a player. And it helps you, but I don't think that it's exclusive to the quarterback position. One thing that I will say though is the quarterbacks that do become head coaches, they weren't superstars as quarterbacks. You know, often they were in backup roles and things like that, where they were basically an extension of the offensive coordinator and sent the signals and sat down. You know, if you ever look to an NFL bench when an offense comes off the field after a frustrating series, you see the backup. You know, you generally see the quarterback's coach or the offensive coordinator, depending on who's on the field, and then you see the backup quarterback and the starting quarterback, and they're in each other's ears talking about what they see. So backup quarterbacks might be like the Major League Baseball catchers that just make good field managers and good, you know, in the nomenclature as head coach in the NFL, obviously.
Some excellent points. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, your thoughts, your opinions, and we really encourage you to get involved on the conversation, because anything on your mind is on our mind. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us both up on Twitter, by Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports. So a ton of things to talk about. We're trying to make it easy for you to get in touch with us and talk about what you want to talk about. But, Jeff, looking at some of these games today, obviously some teams playing for some big stuff. We know ultimately at least in my mind and probably a lot of people across the country, a very big game. Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, not only for the division, but for a first-round bye. You've got Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, playing for their division. Just so many great games when you look at it, man, today. And so much riding on the last week in the NFL. You got teams like Atlanta playing for their division, not even being 500, Carolina and Atlanta going at it for the division. So week 17, man, everything you could ask for and probably more, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. So many division championships on the line. So many teams jockeying for playoff position. It's going to be an exciting day and an exciting night with the nightcap being the Steelers and the Bengals playing for the AFC North division title.
Yeah, I mean, again, just amazing day in sports. Week 17 in the NFL. I mean, look, man, does it get any better? I mean, seriously. Packers and Lions for the NFC North. Like he said, Bengals and Steelers going at it later today for their division. Gotta love it, man. Gotta love it. It's Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. We'll be right back on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich, as I do each and every week. Lots going on in the sports world, people. Lots going on. Didn't mention, obviously, bowl games galore. ASU made it very interesting yesterday, to say the least, Jeff, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they need the big, the freshman to step up and give them the big kickoff return and make the defensive play at the end. They made several defensive plays throughout that Sun Bowl, but Arizona State under Todd Graham, consecutive 10-win seasons. You know, I know that the standards are a little higher elsewhere, but for Arizona State and the Tempe area, definitely a big win, definitely a couple of big seasons there, and they get their whole defense back next year, so they're going to be a team to look for in the Pac-12, if not on the nationwide scale in 2015.
Agree, and, you know, obviously some missed opportunities when you think about it for them this season, season that we could have been saying, hey, could have been a whole lot different for the Arizona State Sun Devils and the fans here in Tempe and obviously all around, but you know what? I think it's important to have those kinds of growing pains and those experiences, Jeff, to get yourself to the next level. So I think they should chalk it up as somewhat of a learning experience and maybe some missed opportunities. But ultimately, like you said, I like what Todd Graham is doing here in Tempe. And I think he brings a very good work ethic. And I know a couple of those kids. I'll be honest with you. DJ Foster, nice kid, man. Really nice kid. Very hard worker. I see him at the gym working out. And again, man, just a nice kid, down to earth. So I like what they've done with this program, and I like the direction that Todd Graham is going.
Yeah, they're going to lose Jalen Strong, and you know, I just want to take the opportunity to really praise the way that Jalen Strong developed as a quarterback's favorite weapon over the last 3 years. He goes up and gets balls. I mean, he's a guy that could be on the level of like an Alshon Jeffrey or a Josh Gordon. You know, that let's refrain from using Josh Gordon, but like Anquan Boldin, who just steals receptions from would-be interceptors. So that's going to be a big loss for the program. But like I said, again, everybody back on the defensive side of the ball. Mike Perkovici certainly showed himself capable in a backup role. He'll be the featured quarterback a year from now. And look out, Pac-12. You know, you got a good program down there in Tucson. You know, Oregon's always going to be there. USC's on their way up. UCLA has been there for a few years. David Shaw's got a good thing in Stanford. So a lot of quality football in the Pac-12, and I thought we saw a pretty good football team in Arizona State beating Duke in the Sun Bowl on Saturday.
Yeah, and since you mentioned USC, they made it interesting as well. I don't know, something about these Pac-12 teams, they like to make it interesting. But on the other hand, got to give both Duke and Nebraska credit because they didn't give up. They kept playing and ultimately, you know, had chances to win games, but came up a little bit short. So kudos to the Pac-12. Go ahead, man.
Speaking of coming up a little bit short, did you catch the tip drill Hail Mary lateral play in the Bahamas Bowl for Western Michigan? You know, a lot of people say that there are too many bowls, but every football game that gets played, especially, you know, in the bowl scenario where it's always going to be on a national stage, ESPN televised, you have a chance to see something you've never seen before. And I don't think that we've ever seen anything like that in the world of sports. A little bit of a shame that they, you know, and not to mention it was to cap off a 34-point comeback, and they missed the 2-point conversion, so they lose the football game. But, you know, just an amazing play. You know, it shows that, you know, no matter how much you think you've seen in the world of sports, there's always something else right around the corner.
I agree, man. That was the most unbelievable play. I just have one very reasonable question, I think. If it's me and you just make that play, do you go for the 2-point conversion and the win because you feel like you got the momentum and you might be able to steal one? Or do you kick the extra point?
Yeah, it's so difficult because it's 2020, but I tend to agree with you. You've rattled off 35 straight points in the fourth quarter. You've held them. I mean, they felt pretty confident in punting the football away after giving up 28 points in the fourth quarter, you know, to give Western Michigan the ball with 1 second left. And then, you know, Rush throws the ball as far as he can. The other receiver comes down with it, and they just you know, right place at the right time. And, you know, Western Michigan's got to defend that play a little bit better. You got to knock down the Hail Mary, and you got to, you know, you got to bring down the ball carrier. But, you know, the way that they set up that those laterals, I mean, you know, exactly like you drew it up in the playbook, right?
Yeah. I mean, just unreal. You can't, you know what, that's what the beauty of sports is, Jeff, is you can't make this stuff up. I mean, you can't say, oh, there's going to be a crazy play, laterals left and right, and they're going to have a chance to win this football game. No, you just can't make this stuff up. And I think that ultimately, as we all know, that's the beauty of sports in a nutshell. And that was very entertaining, unbelievable, if you will, impressive. Too many bowl games, though, still, if you ask me. A lot of bowl games. And a lot. Hey, look, we've been kind of lucky because when you think about it, you know, ASU, that was a great game with Duke. USC wound up being a great game with Nebraska. Penn State, BC, that's a very good game. SC and Miami. You know, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to say there have been a lot of competitive close football games. And to be honest with you, Jeff, they should be competitive. These guys have had a long time to prepare for these games. They should know these opponents inside and out. And ultimately, man, these all should be pretty competitive. We shouldn't see a lot of blowouts like Rice killing Fresno. But at the end of the day, Rice is probably a much better football team. But again, they have a lot of time to prepare. These should be good football games.
Yeah, and speaking of good football games, you know, Christmas, the few days after Christmas, is where we turn the corner. We get away from the Conference USA and MAC matchups and get into the higher tier bowls. I mean, even a game like LSU Notre Dame, it's got the brand name recognition. But obviously, we're all preparing for Wednesday evening, the semifinals, Florida State Oregon. Ohio State, Alabama, those should be compelling football games. And the other access bowls, whether it's the U of A playing, 2 hours up the road in Glendale against Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. You got, Michigan State going into big, and Baylor going into a big game. The Chick-fil-A Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. I mean, those are all, those are all big matchups. But obviously, everybody's got their eye on the prize and looking at the Final Four.
Yeah, ultimately, that's where you want to be. But the bowl season is the bowl season. There's a lot of them. We still, like you said, have the playoff series to come. There's going to be some pretty good ones coming up here in the next couple of days, obviously. I'm definitely looking forward to Auburn and Wisconsin. I think that should be an interesting football game. You got TCU and Mississippi. I think that's going to be a pretty good one. So looking ahead, we do have some pretty good ball games, I think, ahead of us. Georgia Tech, Mississippi State. So there's a lot of good football coming ahead of us in college football. But ultimately, man, it's all about the NFL today. It's Sunday, and week 17 is just the NFL season, man. I know I'm going to keep saying it over and over, but truly, man, it has flown by. It feels like yesterday we were talking about, the beginning of the season, preseason, and just amazing how the NFL season cruises by. You know what, Jeff? What's your biggest surprise with this year? At the end of the day, I know we still have some things to be played for today, but for the most part, the surprises and everything that's taken place this year are already out there. What's your biggest surprise? Who surprised you the most, like a team, a player, a coach, anything that surprised you most about the NFL season this year?
Well, I got to say that, in season, the biggest turnaround would have been, I have to say, is the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, they were left for dead in October after a really slow start there. I think that all the teams in the AFC, Cleveland was in first place in the AFC North. They look like with the loss to Baltimore that they're going to finish 7-9, where they had a game lead over everybody in the division. And Pittsburgh just bounced back. They played lights out football. I still have a few things to figure out on defense, but they beat some good football teams down the stretch. I like the San Diego Chargers. I thought that the St. Louis Rams played pretty well throughout the year, but biggest surprise might be how bad the NFC South is. Because even when New Orleans came out of the gate at 1-2, you figured they lost a fluke game in Cleveland. They lost to some good opponents early, and they just never bounced back. Nobody in that team really ever got it going. And here we sit with how bad is that Carolina Atlanta game for you? 6-8-1 versus 6-9 for a division title.
Yeah, I mean, just some crazy stuff. I think I'm pretty surprised that the Arizona Cardinals are playing for something here once again. I expect them to be pretty good. I don't know if I expect them to be this good again this year. Remarkable job by Bruce Arians, and I agree with you. I'm surprised at how lousy that NFC South is. I thought it was going to be Green Bay and Detroit, so I'm not surprised there. I got to give Dallas a lot of credit, man. They improved a lot this year. Tony Romo has shown me a lot this year. I want to see if he can continue and win a football game in the postseason, but ultimately, you know what? The Dallas Cowboys have been relatively impressive. So, hey, I know we got to step aside, take another pause for the cause, but so much to talk about in the sports world. On the other side, we're going to kind of switch some gears, maybe 5 minutes or so into the segment, and talk to John Poulter, our professor of sports, about what's going on in Major League Baseball and maybe even get some hockey talk from the guy. We haven't talked much pucks with him, so keep it close. So much to talk about in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, people. Keep it close.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. Hanging out with my man Jeff Rich. You can get involved as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Trying to do too many things at once can be tough, Jeff. So when you're trying to talk and you're trying to do six other things, maybe you should just try to talk. Especially when you're on the radio. Anyways.
Absolutely.
A lot going on. Last night, had a good time in Tempe. Went to the Tempe Improv and hung out with a really good buddy of mine and a really creative guy. Known him for years. I don't know if you've ever heard of Alex Raimundo, but part of the original Latin Kings of Comedy. Just a great guy all around. Has a new tequila out that he's trying to market and get out there. Just an incredible guy. Always takes good care of me and is always just really nice to me. So, and I don't know, man. I don't know if you get out much, Jeff, but Tempe Improv, great spot. And same with Stand Up Live, two of my favorite comedy clubs out here, places that I definitely go all the time. They get the big hitters, you name it. Guys like Pablo Francisco, Ari Spears. Just thinking of some of the guys that are coming next week, next few weeks, Chris D'Elia. So great spots for people to go check out. And I know that we do have people listening to us in Phoenix on Cox Cable 992. So we do appreciate people checking us out. But a lot of great things to do here in the Valley of the Sun, Jeff.
And you take care of those comedians as well. I listened to your local show before you and I hooked up, and Flip Orley and a few of the other names that you mentioned. Caught them on your show. Really funny stuff, really good stuff, and definitely worth the price of admission if you can get down there to the Tempe Improv that's right off the Arizona State campus there.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I like to do things a little different, and I think that that's kind of what separates us. A lot of people, and I'm not saying we don't do this, we do get sports experts all the time, and, that's fun. But I really think that comedians throw a different perspective on things, man. And you know what? They're like anybody else. They're watching sports. I mean, think about it. You see on ESPN, they had Chris Rock on the other day. I know it was to help promote his movie and whatnot, but at the same time, these people are avid sports fans. They know what's going on. And you know what? They have some interesting perspectives on things. So you know what? Comedians are more than just funny people, man. What I love about these people is that they've had real problems in life where they're trying to go out and make it, and they sleep in their car. They sleep, in places that most people would be like, whoa, how can you do that? But it's all about going out there and making it and being something great. And you know what? I give them credit for sticking with it and trying to be something. And you know what? Just some of those relationships I've made, man, I can't replace them. And it means a lot to me that I've had the opportunity to meet so many of these great comedians and spend a lot of time with them, to be honest with you, Jeff. So this is one of the perks of doing this kind of a thing. And we get the opportunity to make relationships with people that most likely, if we weren't doing this, we wouldn't have that opportunity. So I love it.
And they're brilliant,
man.
People, too. John Stewart, George Carlin, some of the legends are some of the most brilliant people, even if they step outside of academia. John Stewart went to Harvard, but to put together words and make people laugh on a regular basis, it's a bigger challenge than I've ever encountered trying to write about and entertain people with my coverage of sports.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, at the end of the day, we all love what we do, and we're all blessed and we're lucky to be doing it. So, hey, it is what it is. But again, week 17 in the NFL, we're going to kind of steer off in a little bit of a different direction for a while and hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning, man. Week 17 in the NFL, but you know what? There's Major League Baseball to talk about. There's hockey to talk about. There's bowl games to talk about. There's a lot to talk about, man. Merry Christmas, first things first, John, to you and your family. And obviously, we're not going to talk to you till after the New Year, so wishing you a Happy New Year in advance. But good morning, man. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks very much for the best wishes for Christmas and New Year. Pretty busy family Christmas up here for us, and all the best to the two of you for your holiday seasons as well. 36 degrees and cloudy in Toronto today, so a far cry from last year. At this time last year, we were in the middle of a huge ice storm, and something we don't ever want to go through again. So as long as we don't have the ice storm, we're looking at things the right way here today.
You know, oddly enough, it has been freezing here. I mean, and I know it's all relative and whatnot, but I literally mean it has been freezing. It's been under 30 degrees or so around where I live, frost, and my windows have been iced up in the morning when I get out. So all we're missing is that snow, to be honest with you. And in the middle of the day, it would be gone anyway because by, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock or so, it's probably 50-plus degrees. But definitely been pretty cold here too. So I think it's just kind of sweeping the nation right now. But speaking of cold, man, I mean, it's the off season of Major League Baseball, but as we know, these things really never take a break anymore, and so much happening in Major League Baseball, even though there's nothing going on the field.
Yeah, I was just thinking this morning that baseball has been so busy. Perhaps the best indication of that is that looking at the hockey standings this morning, we're within each team being within four or five games of the 50% mark of their season, and we've had very little opportunity to talk about hockey on the show simply because the baseball season has been so off-season has been so exciting. I guess that's perhaps the best indication of just how busy it's been. And, you know, still a couple of big names out there in James Shields and Scherzer. I'm beginning to wonder if these guys might have priced themselves out of the market and or at least priced themselves out of the number of opportunities they might have for future employers. Not too many teams are going to be able to afford the kind of dollars those guys are looking for. So I'm wondering if we might end up seeing them sign one of these short one-year contracts simply to try and reestablish the market 12 months down the road.
Interesting. Jeff, any thoughts on what Scherzer and company may wind up doing here if they don't, if like John says, they've kind of outpriced themselves for the market?
Well, I got two words, you know, Justin Masterson. Those one-year deals are a big, big gamble. And we saw Max Scherzer take a little bit of a regression, and it wasn't a big one because he was just so good in 2013. But going into 2014, his market, you know, his value might have decreased a little bit. You know, he goes into the 2015 season rolling the dice big time if he doesn't take a long-term deal at this point. So I don't know. I mean, it makes sense, John. Now, you know, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, you know, you get the chance to get the big payday, even if it's not perhaps as big as you want it to be, or you're really rolling the dice on your 2015 success. But you know, you get injured in May, you know, all bets are off. So you could cost yourself a lot of money by taking a short term deal if you're a guy like Max Scherzer or James Shields.
Oh yeah, no question. You have to think that if those guys do end up signing one-year contracts, that they would have to heavily insure themselves for the long term. But, you know, you look at the payrolls that are around right now, and you just have to wonder. There's two factors here, of course. Number one is who has a need for somebody like that? Lots of teams. But who has a spot? Even fewer. And who can afford them? Even fewer again. So my guess is that James Shields may end up in San Francisco. They may get him at a little bit of a bargain, sort of like Santana going to the Braves last year to reestablish himself. Shields would probably go a long way to solidifying that rotation in San Francisco, where there are still some question marks, but they've got a pretty hefty payroll, so I have to wonder just what might happen there. I can't see Arizona as being a player in that market, and I think San Diego is pretty well tapped out, and as we talked last week, they've made all these deals without giving up anybody in their starting rotation, so they really don't have the need that some of the other teams do, but at some point in time, these guys are going to have to sign somewhere, and I still like to think that the Yankees might be a player, although I see this week that they've said they won't enter the Scherzer sweepstakes, but I also saw this week that Kuroda has indicated he's going back to Japan. So I wonder if that perhaps opens up an opportunity in New York for one or of these two guys. But, of course, the Yankees still have this A-Rod problem of 3 years, $61 million hanging around their neck. And we've never thought that the Yankees were fiscally responsible, but at some point in time, even they must want to put the checkbook away for a while.
Good stuff. That is the voice of John Poulter joining us here on the program, our professor of sports. John, you mentioned that we haven't talked much about hockey, and let's switch gears real quickly. Only a few minutes left in the segment. You got Tampa Bay atop. You got Detroit, obviously, up there. Montreal playing pretty well. Pittsburgh, Islanders, Rangers. And I'm talking, obviously, the Atlantic and then the Metropolitan. And then looking in the Western Conference, and that's Eastern Conference. Western Conference, Chicago, Nashville, St. Louis, Winnipeg. You got Anaheim in the Pacific, L.A., the Kings, San Jose. It's a little bit more bottled up in the West. I mean, actually, they're both pretty bottled up, but nobody's really taking the bull by the horns, you know, per se, and separating themselves thus far in the NHL.
No, not at all. We're sort of seeing two or three different blocks in both the East and the West. You know, looking at the East, you've got Pittsburgh at the top with 49 and Washington in the eighth and last playoff spot with 42. So you got 7 points covering the eight playoff spots in the Eastern Conference, and the West is just as tight. You've got 10 points covering the top eight teams there. And, you know, a couple of little pockets close to the top, Anaheim at 52, Chicago at 50, Nashville at 48 with a couple of games in hand. St. Louis always playing some tight hockey and staying in there. It's been very, very competitive. And, you know, just like every other sport, there's been a couple of surprises and a couple of disappointments. I think probably the pleasant surprise, or the two pleasant surprises in the West, have been the Winnipeg Jets, who have sort of floundered for a number of years, both in Winnipeg and in their prior existence in Atlanta as the Thrashers. But the return to the top ranks of the New York Islanders, to me, has been perhaps the biggest surprise. The Islanders, for many, many years, have been somewhat of a joke in terms of a franchise on the ice and in the front office. But they appear now to have gotten this thing right. They're sitting third overall in the Eastern Conference, with only Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh ahead of them. And that they're playing really good hockey, and perhaps some patience is paying off there. Really only one team that's on a real hot streak right now, and that's the New York Rangers. They've moved up to seventh, and they've won eight in a row. And, you know, they're starting to look like the quality hockey team that we sort of expected them to be after their Stanley Cup final visit last year. So all in all, it's been a pretty exciting season. Boston, that's perhaps the biggest surprise to me from a team that's always been competitive. I think they've perhaps tinkered with that roster a little bit too much, and they're sitting in ninth place right now, currently out of the playoffs.
John, great stuff as always. Really appreciate you taking time out with us, and look forward to catching up with you in 2015, man.
Yeah, that sounds kind of weird. It doesn't sound too long since we were talking about 2014 being around the corner. So, like the NFL season, 2014 has flown by. And I'd like to wish you and Jeff and your families and the staff at the network and all of our listeners a very prosperous 2015.
Awesome. John Poulter, our professor of sports, who joins us each and every week. Good stuff, as always. Major League Baseball and NHL hockey guru. So keep it close. One final segment. Jeff and I will be back to wrap it up. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc on Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter for hanging out with us a little bit, giving us the skinny on what's going on in Major League Baseball, as well as a little bit of what's happening in the hockey world. Those are his two things, baseball and hockey. And we love having them each and every week, so appreciate you, John. Jeff, I appreciate you too, man. I just want you to know that. I love having you on, talking to me each and every day or each and every Sunday about what's going on in the sports world. So really do appreciate what you do for me, man. And have a great – hope you had a great Christmas and obviously have a wonderful New Year's Eve, and obviously wishing you the best in 2015, brother.
Hey, to you as well. This wraps up our first full year together. I started at the beginning of 2014 co-hosting this first hour, and I've had a great holiday season. Got to catch the Arizona Coyotes win on an exploding stick last night in a shootout by Shane Doan. So it's been a good week, an even better year, and I look forward to a good 2015 and being right back here on Sunday mornings with you doing the Sports Byline USA first hour.
Absolutely, brother. It's a true pleasure. I love talking to you. Put a different perspective on things than my other partner for the second hour, which is obviously Fred Wallen. So I love having both you guys. You guys throw a different mix to me and makes things interesting, to say the least, to be honest with you. So as always, man, I really appreciate it. Great stuff. We'll catch up with you in a little bit. We're going to talk to Alex Raimundo sometime next hour, probably about 12 after or so, so look for that. Very entertaining. And then we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich. Jeff, we may push you back to the 40 because we'll talk to Alex and see what's on his mind. And sometimes those guys have a lot, so we'll give them a little bit of time. But so kind of be ready to push you back 20 minutes or so next hour. But for hour number one, it's a wrap. Stick around. Hour number two on the horizon. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. In the wake of the shooting death of two NYPD officers, the family of Eric Garner is denouncing any violence used in their name. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, says her son was nonviolent and would have never wanted police officers killed in his name.
That was definitely not our agenda. We are going in peace.
Garner's widow also says the family does not want any violence connected to his name, and Sharpton says an eye for an eye is never the way.
Trying to take things in our own hands, that does not solve the problem of police misconduct.
Sharpton says in the wake of the shooting, he's gotten death threats on his cell phone and is appealing for calm on all sides. Julie Walker, New York.
And on this Friday afternoon, wishing you a great weekend, I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Radio News.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
The wife and two sons of a New York City policeman gunned down along with his partner have been joined by hundreds of uniformed officers at his wake. The family of Officer Rafael Ramos and officers streamed into the Christ Tabernacle Church in the Glendale section of Queens on Friday, less than a week after the December 20th killings. The wake began soon after Ramos's flag-draped casket was carried into the church on the shoulders of six uniformed officers. Los Angeles fire officials say a motel blaze on Christmas injured six people, two critically. The fire department says five people were hospitalized after the fire erupted at 6 p.m. Thursday just west of downtown. Officials say residents tried escaping smoke-filled rooms from second-floor windows. Firefighters used ladders to help people escape, and they cut holes in the roof to allow smoke, heat, and flames to flow out. Deputy Chief Mark Storma says about 100 firefighters extinguished the blaze in about 20 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-2206. 800-379-2206.
Some North Carolina parents became concerned when they saw their children's Common Core curriculum contained Islamic terms. Bob Kellogg has more.
Farmville Central High parents were afraid the Islamic vocabulary worksheet would indoctrinate their kids. Jane Robbins of the American Principles Project told USA Radio News they needn't be concerned.
Common Core doesn't include content about religions and whether you should teach anything about Islam or any of that. In fact, one problem with Common Core is that it includes so little content. It's really just sort of useless, empty skill sets.
Nonetheless, Robin says educational progressives do try to promote Islam.
What is happening is that the big textbook publishers and the companies that put out the instructional materials are churning out lessons like this that have this kind of progressive and in some cases pro-Islam bent to them.
I'm Bob Kellogg.
A fast-paddling Good Samaritan in a kayak helped sheriff's deputies in Washington State nab a suspected Christmas mail thief. Q13 reports deputies received multiple calls on Wednesday morning that a man and woman were going through mailboxes around the town of Sammamish. While deputies were on their way, residents spotted a car filled with mail and used their cars to block it in. The suspected mail thieves ran off, and one was caught immediately. The other one was arrested when he tried to paddle downstream in a pond. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much to talk about, so much at stake. It's week 17 in the NFL. And truly, it does mean not for long. Because the season seems like it went by so quickly. I feel like yesterday I was talking about preseason. I feel like the other day I was talking about my man, Aaron Rodgers, and those five letters, R-E-L-A-X. Ever since then, gotta like what has happened for the Green Bay Packers, and they're playing for a title in their division, and they are playing for a bye in week one. So big game there, obviously Bengals and Pittsburgh Steelers big game, a lot of big games, a lot of things on the line for week 17 in the NFL. Atlanta, Carolina, Fred, going to be an unbelievable day in the NFL, man.
Yeah, but it's got to heat up here in Los Angeles, sir. I can't watch. It's too cold, Andy. I don't know what's going on with our earth, but I think we've destroyed it.
Nah, we need this cold weather every now and again. It keeps us honest, if you will. But Fred Wallen joining me this hour. Tons of things to talk about. Should have Alex Raimundo on the next segment. Comedian, good friend of mine, was in town last night at the Tempe Improv and will be again tonight. So keep it close. Just getting warmed up. Fred Wallen, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin. Don't suffer the cough-equences. Use as directed.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. We're now going to go out to the phones and hook up with a good friend of mine. I can honestly call him a good friend of mine. Saw him last night at the Tempe Improv, which, by the way, if you are hanging out with us on Cox Cable 992 here in Phoenix, and you got plans tonight, you better change them. You better go to Tempe Improv and check out Alex Raimundo. He is here one more night. Awesome material. I saw it last night. A lot of new stuff. You may have seen him on Comedy Central. You may have seen him on TV. You may have seen him in films. But you're hearing him right now here on Dorf on Sports. Alex, good morning, brother. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm still a little drunk, Dorf. I'm still a little drunk. So good. And I got to tell you, you're absolutely right. If you see me on all those things, I appreciate that. But where it's at is the live show. That's where the fun is. That's where the fun is. Come out.
I don't disagree, man. Seeing you do stand-up is truly awesome. A lot of new material, like I said, because I've seen you before, so I know what you're up to, and I know it's all good stuff. And speaking of what you're up to, man, and you were talking about being drunk and whatnot, Fred, I don't know if you are a guy that drinks alcohol or not, but tell them about what you got brewing right now, Alex.
Well, I've started my own little tequila company, you know, and we are a little tequila called Number One Tequila. I own it. I'm the owner. Me and Ron White, you know, famous from the Blue Collar Tour. We are the owners. I keep telling people someone didn't ask us to put our name to it. This is our baby. This is all our money. It's all my daughter's quinceañera money, really, is what it is. and we run it. We have 5 employees, and Ron and I are 2 of them, you know. So we're a little company, but we're making a lot of noise. We're in Texas, California, Kentucky, Georgia, and Arizona. Nevada, but getting ready to come to Arizona.
Should be coming here in the new year, and you know you got a lot of support out here. If you need my help, you know I'm all over it for you, man. So, Fred, it's been a while since you talked to Alex. Remember the last time we talked to Alex together? He was getting off the plane. I don't know if you remember this, but he was walking in the terminal, and he kept getting cut off with us, but like a true professional, he kept calling us back, and that's what made the interview last time. But in general, I don't know if you remember Alex, but truly one of the true professionals in the stand-up game, Fred.
Thanks,
Alex,
man.
Alex,
I'm not moving at all to make sure that doesn't happen.
Alex, I want to put you on the spot. Something that's happening right now in the world, okay? And again, I'm a little older than Andy, so maybe...
I had nothing to do with it.
I understand that. Okay. I cannot stand, as a comedian, don't know him personally, cannot stand as a comedian Seth Rogen. I see no humor in anything he does at any point, any time. He doesn't even make me smile. I'm putting you on the spot as a fellow comedian. Is he funny? Or what am I missing?
I don't know him as a comedian. I know him as an actor. Are you talking about Seth Rogen? Is that the guy that's in The Interview?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know him as an actor. I've never seen him do stand-up. So
I'm talking as an actor. That a comedic actor, so-called comedic actor.
You know, he's done some fun movies. I mean, if he's not your cup of tea, I dig it. I can dig that. There's a lot of people that I don't really care for their style, but. But America loves him, you know. I mean, he's, you know, I don't know what to say. And I think I liked him in Pineapple Express. Wasn't he in that?
Hey, I personally, Fred, I think you're crazy. I think Seth Rogen is phenomenal. So okay. I think it's just a matter that you just don't get his humor. And
I guess not.
I think maybe he had his way with one of your girlfriends, and you're still.
That must be it. Yeah, yeah.
That could very easily be it. You never know. I mean, bottom line is they all have talent, and if you don't like it, you don't like it. You don't have to check them out. You have your choice. But we're hanging out with Alex Raimundo in town this whole weekend. Tempe Improv. You got one more show tonight, if I'm not mistaken, right, Alex?
I do. We have one to. I have no idea what time it is. I think it's as soon as my hangover's gone.
And I'll tell you what, Alex. I party with Alex, man. Alex is a lot of fun to hang out with, and now he has this tequila company that it's his new baby and something that he really. Fred, if you don't realize. Tequila is something that is just near and dear to Alex's heart. So this
really
is something.
Also,
no, I, go ahead,
liver.
Alex.
It's also close to my liver.
that's true, too.
You know,
but
we're just having a great time with it. And Ron and I have a motto. We keep saying we're drinking all we can and selling the rest. We're just having a good time with this. You know, we're a bunch of producers is what we are. We produced all our comedy specials, and now we produce this tequila label. And by the way, this is the cool part. No matter where you're listening to us right now, if it's not one of those states that I mentioned and you can't get it on the shelf, you can go to alextequila.com, and just about anywhere USA will ship it to your front door.
AlexTequila.com. That's how you can get it if they're not in those states. AlexTequila.com. And believe me, Fred, it's an unbelievable bottle. It's beautiful, to be honest with you. And they've done a remarkable job with what they're doing.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not even the bottle is pretty. Thanks, Dorf. I appreciate that. But you know, it really comes down to how beautiful the tequila is. It's genuinely the best tequila I've ever had, and I would say that because I'm selling it. I wouldn't be selling it if it wasn't. And we've been in the country just 18 months now, like a lot of my cousins, and we've got in that time we've been to 4 tequila festivals. We walked away with 2 silver and 7 gold medals and blind taste tests against everybody in the business. So we're, you know, people are now starting to say what we know about it. So it's fun. Support
maybe
it, you
know? I got a little help from my producer, so I can't take total credit for this one. But have you ever thought about changing your name maybe to like Alex Tequila Raimundo? You know, I mean,
like
think
Ocho
about
Chico?
It. You never know. Hey, but here's
you
the
know,
deal. Go ahead, Alex.
You know, I don't have a middle name, so maybe I could do it.
Hey, you never know. If you do wind up changing it, you got Scott to thank for that, my producer.
Thank you,
said,
Scotty. That's an idea. I like it.
And hey, you know, just we'll transition a little bit here. And if you got some time, maybe you can stick around with us for another few minutes after the segment. We got about 3 minutes or so left here. But I know you're a huge football fan, man. You're a Dallas Cowboys guy. How impressed with you are with Tony Romo and what the Dallas Cowboys have done this season?
You know what I'm more impressed with? I've always been impressed and let down by Tony Romo, and not even by Tony, but just by the overall attitude sometimes. But what it is, what I'm really impressed with this year is the line. because, you know, as you guys know, look at any team in the NFL, and if you don't have that line, I don't care who you have back there, you know, it's hard to get things done. It's hard to get those runners set free. It's hard to get the quarterback to give the time to do what he wants to do and set up all the plays they want to do. And getting that line takes a long time. That's what made the Cowboys so great back in the 90s. That's what made, you know, the Patriots have always had that. But they finally rebuilt that line, and they're allowing, you know, the guys that are that have other talents to do what they do. So I'm impressed with them. I'm happy, you know. I'm blue and silver no matter what. You should see my hotel room right now because it's game day. I've got like three jerseys and shirts and hats, you know, out in different parts around the television. I got my cowboy long underwear on.
I can only imagine. Yeah, no, I can only imagine. And you made some you made some excellent points, Alex, about that offensive line, and that was what made the Emmitt Smith days so productive. That offensive line was incredible. And Emmitt Smith was a great runner, don't get me wrong, but DeMarco Murray has given them a real running back, a guy that can be a game breaker, a game changer, and ultimately he's provided a lot of Tony Romo's success this season.
Absolutely he did. I mean, you know, when you're focusing on that guy, then the other guy has time to give him the ball, first of all, and then sometimes fool you and not give it to him, and then you got all those other weapons, you know.
Absolutely.
It's so fun to watch, you know.
Agree. Alex Raimundo hanging out with us. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause because I hear the music behind me, so we're going to keep him for another segment. If you don't mind, Alex, if you got a couple more minutes, would you hang out with us a little longer?
I'm in my underwear. I got nowhere to go.
Sounds good to me. I don't need to see it, but I can believe it, man. He's Alex Raimundo. Yeah, Alex Raimundo hanging out with us. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. By the way, get on board. 1-800-878-7529. Throw some things at Alex. Throw some things at Fred and myself. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's always with me. Los Angeles, California. Doesn't like Seth Rogen. I learned that today.
Not as a person. He's to me, he's not funny. I don't need dirty humor. You've got to use bad words. I mean, Steve, let me just say this.
Fred. Don't go to Alex's show then. Do not go to Alex's show.
Okay. Let me just tell you this. Steve Allen was one of the great comic gentlemen that I've ever seen in my life. He died about 20 years ago, but he used to do the Tonight Show. I didn't see him do that, but saw him do a million shows. He was very, very politically to the left on every issue. The one thing he couldn't stand was doing a stand-up or doing any kind of comic thing where you have to use dirty words or dirty humor, basically saying, if you can't do it straight, you shouldn't be doing it. And because there are people, let's say there are kids who don't like it. Maybe the kids wouldn't be there, but maybe there are people like me who can't stand it. I just think you can get away with it. You know, you just don't have to. Rogan's humor is over and over the same thing. It's not like I haven't seen him, because I have. Okay?
Fred, I just want to tell you something.
Yeah.
Fred, I want to tell you something. Let's just agree to disagree on this. How's that? Because the bottom line is, what you think is funny, I may not think is funny, and what I think is funny, you may not think is funny, and that's why we have choices. We can choose and pick what we want to see and who we want to hang out with, and so at the end of the day, again, I think everybody that's doing stand up or has been put in a position to entertain, they have some talent. Somebody found something in them and they liked them. So I'm not a hater, Alex. Bottom line is, I'm not a hater. We're hanging out with Alex Raimundo. Again, you may have seen this guy all over the place, Comedy Central, films, TV, video games, and again, a great stand-up comic. So, Alex, your thoughts, man.
You know what? I'm a fan of all kinds of stand-up. The only thing I don't like is what are they called? Hypnotists, in a stand-up show. But the a great example, Fred, of what you're talking about, in my opinion, is Steve Allen, but also Tim Conway. Great example of just classy comedy. And I can appreciate those guys and girls who work that way. I personally like to talk about the truth, put my spin to it. I always tell people, they say, well, what do you do? And I say, well, I tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, according to me, and it's my job to really figure out how to regurgitate my thoughts in a way that is palatable to the audience. And my way is, I throw English, Spanish, and I do color it up with some language. I like to believe that the language or the points I try to make aren't dirty for the sake of being dirty. They just might be adult conversations. That's one thing I don't do, is I never consider, like one thing you said, well, kids, I don't do any of my stand-up for children. I don't believe it's for them. And now if there's a kid stand-up comic, talking about a kid's perspective, yeah. But I'm here to talk about adult stuff, whether it be, North Korea, whether it be my relationship with my wife, or just something I saw at the airport. Like I told the audience last night, my kids watch my show, but they see me on TV, but they've never, I've always had the volume down. It's not made for them. I don't believe that they have enough life experiences to even contribute laughter to what we're talking about. You know, I do go to schools and talk to kids, but I never do my stand-up for them. But I try to, in that situation, I try to give them a good example of an adult doing what they want to do and being productive in society. That's what I do with kids. But like Dorf is saying, that's why there's so many choices, you know, and that's why so many people are popular. I mean, Brian Regan is a great comic who doesn't cuss at all, I believe.
Look, Jerry Seinfeld, another guy that doesn't swear at all.
Yeah, but then again, there's guys that cuss that are, you know, Cat Williams just cracks me up, you know, and he's nasty, so I'm a fan of all. I'm a fan.
That's kind of the way I am, man. And, you know, again, it we have choices. We can pick and choose what we want to go see. We can pick and choose what games we want to watch. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's everything. We got the world in the palm of our hands when you think about it. So, truly.
I think what you don't like about Seth Rogen, and I'm watching a little NFL, right, obviously, right now, and I'll put it in a sports analogy to you, Fred. I think you don't like his attitude. It's like people, you know, Cutler's great, but people just, his body language and everything else, people just, they want to hate on it, you know? And so maybe you feel about Seth Rogen in comedy as a lot of people do about Cutler in football.
I think that's a great analogy, to be honest with you. And, you know, think about it. Jay Cutler led the NFL in two pretty ridiculous categories this year. Most turnovers. He had the 18 interceptions, but 24 total turnovers. And he has a chance to put up some more today. So we'll see how that works out for him. But the big one, man, $22.5 million. I mean, he's making more than Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and a couple other people all this year.
Per interception.
Yeah, exactly. He's getting almost a million per interception, and really almost the total is at 24. And when you look at it, almost a million per mistake that he's made. But truly a debacle there in Chicago when you think about it all around. Trestman stinks. Cutler stinks. The Chicago Bears stink. I mean, at the end of the day, that's a franchise that's very proud, and they're awful at this moment right now, guys.
But which makes me happy because that's good for the Cowboys somehow.
It's good for – hey, just out of curiosity, we only got a couple minutes left, and looking at kind of playoff scenarios, do you see your Dallas Cowboys making a serious push? Because you know what? You got one of the biggest haters in the world when it comes to Tony Romo in Fred Wallen. He thinks that he's going to fail. Again, I've been impressed. I think what he's done this year is remarkable. He's matured a lot, shown me a lot on the field, shown me a lot off the field as well, too, to be honest with you. All around, Tony Romo, I think, has grown and matured beyond our belief. And I think that Dallas could make some noise. And they're one of those teams that – If I'm the Green Bay Packers or Seattle, I'm saying, you know what? There's been something special about Dallas this year, and I better be up for them, and I'd be ready for the task. So, do you think the Cowboys have a legitimate shot to go pretty far in the playoffs this year, Alex?
I do, and those are some great teams that you've mentioned that they may have to face, and I'm afraid of either one of them for all different reasons. But I do have faith in my Cowboys that they can play them. We'll see if they can beat them. But as far as playing them, I believe we can. And I think what I've been upset with Tony Romo in the past years is when he would lose or make a mistake, he'd be like, it's no big deal. You know, we'll get him next time. And I'm going, I'm not even on the team and it's a big deal. But I think he has matured in the sense that, it's like the Jay Cutler thing. I want to see them get emotional. I want to see them hurt when they lose. I don't want to just see them smile it off. You know, I know if I have a bad set, I go back and I listen to the tape. You know, I Peyton Manning it. I record it to this day. I've been a comic 29 years. I record every. I think you saw last night, Dor.
Yeah.
I lay my phone right there. I record every show. I'll listen to it twice today before I do the next one. And I learned something every single time I listened to it. Because there's some things I said last night that I'd never said before, little timing that I'd never used before. And I'll go, oh, wow, I can recreate that. And so I do believe they have a shot at playing these guys. Their emotion is at a higher level. And I think when it comes to the NFL, everybody out there is so damn good that you got to take every edge that you can, and one of them is definitely emotion. And when you got a team playing with emotion and believing they can do something, I think we have a shot. I would love to take on Green Bay or Seattle, you know, or who will it be? I mean, the Cowboys, it looks like we may be playing, what, Green Bay and Dallas or going to Seattle. I mean, I look forward to it.
Look, the playoffs are the best time of the year, and I think you hit some really good points there. And I think that that's what everybody isn't seeing out of Jay Cutler. And, you know, I didn't really think about it with Tony Romo, but you're right. I mean, he has smiled things off and kind of just, you know, just danced around things. So I think you made some excellent points. We're up against a break, man. I want you to plug your tequila one more time. If I'm not mistaken, it's alextequila.com. People can get it shipped to them. And obviously, you're a stand-up comedian. Where are you going next, by the way?
Well, I'll tell you, number one, it's called a Number One Tequila. You can get it at alextequila.com. Please pick it up. It's beautiful. It's award-winning. You're going to love it. We also have the app available, Number One Tequila app, and that'll show you how to buy it online. We got hats and beanies, all kinds of cool stuff. I'll be at the Tempe Improv one more time tonight. I'm going to San Antonio for next week for New Year's Eve at the LOL Comedy Club. But, Fred, just so you know, I'll be in Los Angeles at the Ice House in Pasadena February 6th and 7th, I believe.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do, Alex? I'm gonna give Fred your phone number, and maybe you should introduce him to what you do, and maybe you can change his mind. But we're up against it. Really appreciate it, as always, brother. And I'm going to be in touch with you, too, because I just like you, man. You're a great guy. I really appreciate everything you do for me, bro.
Thanks, sir. We had a good time last night, not just at the show, but hanging out afterwards. We had a good time. That was funny.
Absolutely, brother. Take care. Great seeing you.
Fred,
Alex Raimundo.
Fred, take care, buddy. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Alex Raimundo from all over the place. Comedy Central.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29. The not so silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin. Don't suffer the coughequences. Use as directed.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes, victory is in the skies, a season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field, time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Alrighty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just got done with Alex Raimundo. Good guy, great guy, to be honest with you. Always takes good care of me and treats me like, like we're literally great buddies, to be honest with you, Fred. And have a great time hanging out with him. And if you're listening to us, like I said, on Cox Cable 992 here in Phoenix, go check him out tonight. You will not be disappointed. Unreal. But if you're like Fred and you don't want to hear any swearing, not for you, but to each their own.
You know, Andy, I want to say something again. It's not me. I'm just saying, if you do the same thing over and over and over again, it's simply not funny. I'm over 21. I can handle swearing. I don't think you need to do it, but I can handle it. It's just a question of good taste. And again, when I've watched Rogan, he's never even made me smile. And I mean that in all sincerity. I just think, you know, bathroom humor, okay. Well, you know, once during a 2-hour movie, don't repeat the same joke 12 times. It's not funny the second, third, fourth, and 12th time. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, the crazy thing in this world, Andy, I know this is a sports show, is that this movie, the interview, has caused a lot of grief to a lot of people. They hacked Sony because that movie came out. There are a lot of people out there who didn't want to be hacked. You know, things were said on those emails that nobody wanted to have other people know about. The Social Security number is apparently out there. Your health is out there, you know, things like that. And that's because of Seth Rogen having enough power, because of his bathroom humor, to use a definite country, a country and a real leader. If they had made up a country and made up a leader, there'd be no problems whatsoever.
Just out of curiosity, isn't Sony a Japanese company?
Yes.
Okay.
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there to you.
It had nothing to do with it. He's made a lot. He's made money for Sony with his bathroom humor, so they accepted his thing without, you know, I'm sure some people at Sony argued we shouldn't use a real country. Hey, okay. North Korea, you know, it is a backwards country. But North Korea, if it was them or their friends, they were able to hack Sony. That's all pretty right. Good. And that's all I'm saying is that you don't want the world to blow up because of Seth Rogen having power. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think the world's blowing up because
well,
of
Seth Rogen.
You don't
know that. Let me ask you a question, in all sincerity. All right, the North Koreans make a movie about killing one of our political leaders.
Huh?
The assassination of our, you know, 30 years ago. Let's go back 30 years. Ronald Reagan was president. Okay. The assassination of Ronald Reagan. You think the people in this country, some of the right wingers, wouldn't go nuts? You don't think they would think about dropping bombs? We're living in a crazy world. And why antagonize somebody for no reason at all? You could have made up a country, like make up a name. I don't care.
At the end of the day, people's feelings get hurt way too easily. We all know this.
Right.
And the bottom line is you can't be scared. You got to go out there and live your life, and you got to do what makes you happy. And you know what? Doing Seth Rogen doing what he does makes him happy. And to be honest with you, Fred, it makes many, many other people happy as well. So
let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. By the way, I know we've got callers, so we'll get to you in just a moment. We may even have Jeff Rich hanging for us too. So keep it close. 1-800-878-7529. Go ahead, Fred.
Let me just throw you this one question. The movie's out now. Okay.
Okay.
What if one movie theater gets blown up? What is Andy going to be saying at that point?
Look, again, man, I'm not going to live my life in fear, Fred.
Okay.
So, to be honest with you, when my time is, and I can live with it, and I can deal with it. And if someone's going to put a bomb on Arizona, go right ahead. I mean, at the end of the day, I got nothing to do with it. I can't control that stuff. So the only thing I can control is talking about sports and doing what we love to do. And the rest of it, it does itself. I have no control over what happens in the world. And to think that Seth Rogen does is ludicrous to me.
If they blow it up, then it proves he did have the power. Sony had the power to say we can make it a fake
Fred,
country.
Maybe it was just time. Maybe that's what happened.
Okay.
Maybe it was just time for something to happen. Let's jump out to the phones. We're gonna hook up with John in Scottsdale. John, you got Fred Wallen talking politics, you got the Dorf Man trying to talk sports. What's on your mind, man?
Definitely not politics right now, I'll tell you that.
What's on your mind, man?
Who do you guys like? I just want to know what Fred and your take is on the Packers Lions game today. Not since 1991 have the Detroit Lions been able to win on, let's just say, Wisconsin turf, because it goes all the way back to the days when they played in Milwaukee County Stadium. This game is a – I don't know, last year the Packers pulled it out when A-Rod came back, but this year Detroit seems like a pretty tough team. What's your guys' take on this game?
Fred, I'll let you attack this one first, and then I'll give my perspective. Go ahead, man.
Money line, I would take the Packers. I would never give 7.5 points. So the Packers probably will win, and if you want to put up a lot of money to win some money with the money line straight up, I would go in that direction. By the way, if you want my picks on the games that I have strong opinions on, go to phoenixsports.com. But I'm not giving 7.5 or 8 points in a game like this because the Lions' defense can be that tough. And we don't know if Rodgers is 100% with a calf or not. Andy, take it away.
No, he probably is a little banged up. But at this point, guys, let's face it, in this season, this long, nobody's 100% healthy. I don't think they're going to put Aaron Rodgers in a position where he's going to go out there and get hurt. And if you think about that offensive line since the first few weeks of the season, been very strong, very solid, giving him the protection that he needs, the time that he needs to make plays. He's got so many playmakers, Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, Eddie Lacy's been phenomenal this season. Look, it's about Aaron Rodgers going out there and dissecting that defense. And the truth of the matter is the front four of Detroit is what scares me, guys. I mean, Ndamukong Suh and those guys, they really can get after you. They're tough to handle. They create mistakes from quarterbacks by applying that pressure. So the important thing to me is the offensive line going out there and taking care of its business. Give Aaron Rodgers time to make plays and give those receivers time to get open in their routes. And ultimately, like John had said, 1991, look, there's a lot of history. There's a lot of tradition. And there's a lot that could go wrong for the Green Bay Packers when you think about it, because sooner or later, streaks are made to be broken. So ultimately, this is a tough football game, but I'd be a complete fool if I said to you, hey, I think Detroit's going into Green Bay and winning. There's no way I can ever say that. So Green Bay, to me, is going to win this game. They're going to get that first-round bye. The team I fear, John, Fred, to be honest with you, is obviously Seattle. They're coming in hot to the playoffs. You know, they got off to a shaky start. People were talking about Seattle. Oh, you know, they're not as good as they were last year. Something's wrong there with a little bit of dissension. Well, they righted the ship pretty quickly, and Seattle's a team that scares me. And, you know, I don't know if you heard us. We were talking to Alex Raimundo. Fred, Dallas scares me a little bit too because they don't know what they're doing right now. They haven't been there for a long time. And those teams that have nothing to lose, guys, that's the team that is ultimately kind of scary. So, John, I don't know if we answered your question.
One more thing, Andy. I know how you you know, I follow you all over the place, and I know how much you've been against the Dallas Cowgirls. I just wanted to find out your take on the Cowgirls and what you think of, I mean, Romo's having almost an MVP season here. He's in discussions for it, and just wanted to have, I mean, B, I know you've been against him, but B, try to look on the outside looking in to see, you know, don't be so against him. I think the Cowgirls could be pretty tough this year. They went on the road, and, you know, now they're showing they can win at home. I mean, give me a little take on them.
Look, I mean, look, I can admit when I make mistakes, and Fred has more trouble than I do. We both were very, very against what the Cowboys have done for a long time, and Tony Romo's been a big part of that. And you know what? Sometimes when you have adversity, it makes you better. And I think the back surgery that Tony Romo had made him a little smarter about how he went about his business and handled himself. And look, I give the guy a lot of credit. I think he's been phenomenal. But at the end of the day, John, you make your money in the playoffs. So great regular season. Let's see what he does in the playoffs. And like you said, they're 7-0 at home. They're going to be playing probably at home in the playoffs. And they've been a little bit shaky.
On the road. They're 7-0 on the road.
Right. That's what I just said. They're 7-0 in a row on the road. They're going to be playing a game at home. They're a little shaky at home. So at the end of the day, let's see what they do in Dallas. And let's not get on the Dallas Cowboy bandwagon quite yet, because they still have a lot to prove. Regular season is regular season. Think about the Arizona Cardinals, man. They're going nowhere. I got news for you. The best thing that could happen to people is Arizona Cardinals win today and Seattle somehow loses, and that they're the number one seed throughout. I think the Green Bay Packers would be chomping at the bit. I think everybody else would be chomping at the bit. So everybody should be fearing Seattle to me at this point, because that's the team that has the most mojo. Fred, your thoughts?
No, I agree. Again, the regular season is one side of it. The playoffs, another. Dallas's defense is still not all that solid. And I'm going to say again, let's see what happens when the pressure's on in the playoffs. So,
you know,
Cowboys have won two more games than I thought they would have won, but playoffs are a different scenario totally.
Hey, John, I'll give you my final four, okay? I'll tell you right now. I think it's Green Bay playing Seattle, and I think it's New England playing – I got actually five. It's either going to be New England playing Pittsburgh or
Denver.
New England playing Denver. I mean, Pittsburgh's coming on pretty nicely here too. So those are my final five, and I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be objective here. If the Green Bay Packers have to go to Seattle to win in Seattle – I don't really like their chances. So I think Seattle could very easily be back in the Super Bowl this year. So I'm pretty objective. I think the Green Bay Packers are great. But at the end of the day, if they got to go to Seattle, it's going to be pretty tough. So hopefully we answered all your questions. And I like it when people call me out. I mean, that does show that you're a true fan and that you do check me out. And appreciate you doing that, man.
All right, thanks for having me on. And, you know, let's see what happens. I love the Pack, too. So let's go, A-Rod, and let's see him all the way to the Super Bowl. It'll be awesome. See you guys later. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, I'm going to be – Fred, think about it. If I'm this lucky, man, we could be watching the Green Bay Packers in my backyard here in Phoenix or in Glendale, Arizona. So I don't think it gets much better than that. I do hear the music. Means we got to take another quick pause. One final segment. I got some questions for you, Fred, before we get out of here, like your biggest surprise, maybe who your MVP is, and your thoughts on Jimmy Harbaugh going to Michigan. So keep it close. One final segment. We're going to put a wrap on this thing. He's Fred Wallen. I would be the DORF man. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. I don't know what happened to Jeff Rich now that I'm thinking about it. I never even heard from that guy. I don't know if we blew it or he blew it. I'm not sure. But anyways, got to thank callers. Appreciate them as always. And obviously Alex Raimundo for joining us in town one more night at the Tempe Improv. Go check him out. Get his tequila, alextequila.com. Great guy, great show. You'll love it. So if you're listening to us here in Phoenix, got nothing to do tonight, even if you have something to do tonight, might be a really good opportunity to go see some live stand-up comedy. But Fred, final couple minutes here. Biggest surprise for you for the NFL season?
Maybe the Cowboys winning a couple more games than I thought they would. Maybe the Bears just coming totally apart, totally in every case. I mean, I think that's an unbelievable situation. And you know, and before we leave, you know, the thing in Cleveland is now beyond compare. I wish we would have had Jeff Rich on today, because now, of course, Josh Gordon suspended for the final game. He shows up late for a run-through on Saturday. Manziel shows up late for rehab. He had a party the night before, and now somebody else has been suspended for today's game against the Ravens. Tell me what's happening in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know what? Johnny Football didn't work out for him. Josh Gordon, somewhat of a loose chain, if you will. And, you know, you look, you got to know the people that are in your system, you know, and you got to know what kind of character they have. And sometimes, you know, these guys blow it, Fred, let's be honest. And this may be one of those cases where you just have a guy who is not capable of just doing the right thing more often than not. So, anyways, your thoughts, man. Packers or Lions, Cincinnati or the Steelers, Atlanta or Carolina. What are you thinking? How do those go?
I'm not strong opinions on any of them. I'll take the home field winner as the winner in all three games. But again, and I think Pittsburgh will win by more than 3.5. I would never give 7.5 with the Packers and Lions. And I think Atlanta will beat Carolina. Will I give 4? Probably not. And go to phoenixsports.com if you want my stronger place.
He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. For Alex Raimundo, for Scott, for Jeff Rich and John Poulter, I'm saying have a great day. Watch my Green Bay Packers go out and get another title and a first-round bye. And enjoy your day. We'll be back next Sunday right here after the new year in 2015 on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.